1.5 WMLP.
Come on.
Hi, this is one half of a conjoined twin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Iona, and you just heard National Anthem by Lana Del Rey. There's like no particular reason why I put that song on except that I like it, I guess. Also, I had like technical issues like before I put on the song, like the I don't even know what it's called, like the board in front of me, like the labels were like not the way it usually is, so I was like, oh my god, I don't know where aux one is. So if there's like any weird stuff happening, that's why. If you'd like to call in, you can call in at 855-915-9636. And yeah, up next we have Gasoline by Haim featuring Taylor Swift, and after that, we have The Great War by Taylor Swift from her newest album, Midnights.
Gasoline. copy in my hair. There's no morning glory, it was war, it wasn't fair. And we will never go back to that bloodshed, crimson clover, uh-huh. The worst was over, my hand was the one you reached for. All throughout the Great War, always remember, uh-huh. We're burned for better, I vow.
You just heard The Great War by Taylor Swift, and before that was Gasoline by Haim, also featuring Taylor Swift. I think I played The Great War last time I was here. I think it's like my favorite song from the album. Anyways, up next we have Late Night Talking by Harry Styles, and after that we have Love of My Life, also by Harry Styles. These two come from his most recent album, Harry's House. And yeah, every time I listen to this album, I now think of my final days of like study abroad, because I studied abroad in Paris for the full year last year, and this like came around May, I think, and I listened to it a bunch when I was like taking my final strolls around Paris. Anyways, here's Late Night Talking.
Thank you. find it. Take a walk on Sunday through the afternoon. We can always find something for us to do. We don't really like what's on the news, but it's on all the time. I take you with me every time I go away. In a hotel using someone else's name. I remember back at Johnny's place, not the same anymore. Baby, you were the love of my life. Whoa, maybe you don't know what's lost till you find it. It's not what I wanted to leave you behind. Don't know where you land when you fly. But baby, you were the love of my life. It's unfortunate. Ooh. Just coordinates. Ooh. I don't know you half as well as all my friends. I won't pretend that I've been doing everything I can to get to know your creases and your ends. Are they the same?
You just heard Love of My Life by Harry Styles, and the song before that was Late Night Talking, also by Harry Styles. Up next, we have Irish Exit by Eliza McLam, and then Savior Complex by Phoebe Bridgers. Irish Exit is a song by one of the hosts of my favorite podcast ever called Binchtopia. Binchtopia is podcast like run by two very intelligent women who just like gab about different stuff, and it's really entertaining. And Eliza is like a very good songwriter, and this is probably my favorite song by her, so I hope you enjoy.
You love. care more than the rest. If you'll be my fool, I'll be your best.
Savior Complex by Phoebe Bridgers, and before that was Irish Exit by Eliza McLam. I think Savior Complex is also my favorite Phoebe Bridgers song that she's ever made. Anyways, I think it's now time for a PSA. So, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. This was a public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, last time I did like a PSA about like fatherhood involvement, but I don't know. I chose this one because I was reminded of how when I was in Paris, I had to stay in a dorm. And I remember like there's like a shared bathroom and stuff. And I remember like waiting for people like to get out of the bathroom because I had to use it, and then I'd like hear the flush, but I wouldn't hear the sink faucet or whatever like turning on. So in my head I'm like, oh my god, like you just went to the toilet and didn't wash your hands. And this was like in 2021 2022. We were like knees deep in a pandemic and these people have not learned to wash their hands. My best friend thinks that my standards of hygiene are like weirdly high. And maybe they are, but also I think that maybe everyone else is just, like, dirty? I don't know. That was just, like, a weird tangent. Anyways, up next, we have Glitch by Taylor Swift, also from her newest album, Midnights. And then after that, we have Pretty Boy by The Neighborhood. Anyways, like, you know, Jesse Rutherford, like the frontman of The Neighborhood, I think he's like now dating Billie Eilish, and she's younger than I am. I think she's either 19 or 20 or something like that, and he is 31 or 32 or something. And like they're both adults, which is like fine, but it's a little weird. Like he knew her when she was like a teenager, or like I don't know, when she was like 14 or 15 and he was already an adult. I just think that's a little bit weird, but I guess they can do what they want. Anyways, here's Glitch.
We were supposed to be just friends. You don't live in my part of town, but maybe I'll see you out some weekend. Depending on what kind of mood and situationship I'm in. And what's in my system. I think there's been a glitch. 5 seconds later, I'm fastening myself to you with a stitch. And I'm not even sorry. Nights are so sorry, blood moonlit. It must be counterfeit. I think there's been a glitch. I was supposed to sweat you out. These happenings of happenstance on someone else's playground. But it's been 2,190 days of our love blackout. The system's breaking down. I think there's been a glitch. 5 seconds later, I'm fastening myself to you with a stitch. And I'm not even sorry. That's just so stark. There's been a glitch. A brief interruption, a slight malfunction. I'd go back to wanting dudes who give nothing. I thought we had no chance. And that's romance. Let's dance. Thank you.
in. You're the only thing I need. With me. Even if the earth starts shaking, you're the only thing worth taking. With me. Even if the sky is on fire, got you here, it's alright. With me. And if it's all over, I'm taking this moment.
That was Pretty Boy by The Neighborhood, and before that was Glitch by Taylor Swift. Coming up next, we have more Taylor Swift. We have Would've, Could've, Should've, and then Dear Reader. These are also both from Midnights. I think Midnights is a really good album, and I remember, like, the first time I listened to it, I was like, okay, this is, like, really different from everything else that she's done. But then, like, the more I listened to it, the more, like, every single song, like, grew on me. And I did a ranking of it. And if I could put, like, every song at number one, I so would. But I'll just, like, tell you guys my top five. Number five, we have Lavender Haze. And then number four is You're On Your Own, Kid. Number three is Mastermind. Two is Karma. Number one is The Great War. I'm not sure if, like, you guys, like, even know these songs. I mean, she's, like, an international pop superstar. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of, like, the album and whatever. But You're On Your Own, Kid is so good. And I feel like because, like, You're On Your Own, Kid is so, like, upbeat, people forget that it's actually a very sad song. But yeah, that is my top five of Midnights. So I hope you guys enjoy Would've, Could've, Should've, and Dear Reader.
Away at the first glance. If you tasted poison, you could've spit me out at the first chance. If I was some paint, did it splatter on a promising grown man? And if I was a child, did it matter if you got to wash your hands? Of my faith, would've, could've, should've. If I'd only played it safe, I would've stayed on my knees, and I damn sure never would've danced with the devil at 19. And the God's honest truth is that the pain was heaven. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of ghosts. Memories feel like weapons. And now that I know, I wish you left me. Trap, you're already in one.
never take advice from someone who's falling apart. Never take advice from someone who's falling apart. Dear reader, bend when you can, snap when you have to. Dear reader, you don't have to answer just 'cause they asked you. Take advice from someone who's falling apart. Never take advice from someone who's falling apart. So I wander through these nights. I prefer hiding in plain sight. My fourth drink in my hand. These desperate prayers of a cursed man spilling out to you for free. But darling, darling, please, you wouldn't take my word for it if you knew who was talking. If you knew where I was walking to a house, not a home, all alone, 'cause nobody's there. Where I'm pacing my pen and my friends found friends who care. No one sees when you lose, when you play in solitaire.
That was Dear Reader by Taylor Swift, and before that was Would've, Could've, Should've. I feel like I play Taylor Swift every single time I'm here, as I should, though. I think she's great, and I've been a Swiftie since Fearless, I think. Yeah, like, since the Fearless era, like, in 2008. So, yeah, I've been a fan of Taylor Swift for more than half of my life, which is kind of insane. Up next, like, guess who I'm gonna play? I'm gonna be playing All Too Well 10 Minutes by Taylor Swift from her re-recorded version of Red that was released on November 13th last year. I remember the first time I listened to it. I was in Paris, and I woke up, like, really early to listen to it. Anyways, it's very autumnal, and because it's now fall, I feel like, you know, it suits the vibe, so I hope you enjoy. And this is gonna be the last song, I think, so I hope you enjoyed listening to the songs that I played during this hour. And yeah, I'll see you guys next time.
Through the door with you, the air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow, and I
left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you've still got it in your drawer even now. Disposition and my wide-eyed gaze, we're singing in the car, getting lost upstate. Autumn leaves falling down like pieces into place, and I can picture it after all these days. And I know it's long gone, and that magic's not here no more, and I might be okay, but I'm telling stories about you on the T-ball team. You told me about your past, thinking if you choose me, and you were tossing me the car keys, the patriarchy keychain on the ground. Come back swearing it's the same after three.
like I'm paralyzed by it. I'd like to be my old self again, but I'm still trying to find it. After plaid shirt days and nights when you made me your own, now you mail back my things and I walk home alone. But you keep my old scarf from that very first week, 'cause it reminds you of innocence and it smells like me. You can't get rid of it, but your lovers stay my age. From when your Brooklyn broke my skin and bones, I'm a soldier who's returning half her weight. And did the twin flame bruise paint you blue? Just between us, did the